morning. I'm Kaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, Memphis College of Art, and the Orpheum Theater. The University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance presents The School for Scandal. That's opening next Thursday, November 5th, running through Saturday, November 7th, with additional performances Thursday, November 12th through Saturday, November the 14th. That's on the Main Stage Theater with a 7:30 curtain. And here to talk more about this adaptation by University of Memphis Theater Professor Stephen Hancock, Alice Berry, and two of the cast members, John Castro and Matt Nelson. Nice to have y'all here this afternoon. Thanks a bunch for coming out.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for having us. Thank you very much.
Well, now, let me ask you this. I just thought this was going to be a straight-on thing of Richard Sheridan's work from the 18th century, but Stephen Hancock has taken this and run with it and set it in modern day, and it's going to be relatable to everybody, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's freely adapted it. So he's taken the 1777 version and written it in a present-day university setting. So it takes place at a current college, at a little small private college that Dr. Peter Teasel runs, and you'll see all the characters you love, like Benjamin Backbite and Joseph and Charles Surface, are all college students. So,
well, now people are like me, and it's been many, many years more than I want to count. I have not read this work probably since I was in college, and that's been a long time ago. So remind us about the plot and what it's about. I know that Sheridan was making fun of the elite in London society who were just always trying to basically mess each other over, and it's all this backbiting. Tell us about the original plot.
The plot itself is you have these college students. There's Lydia Sneerwell and Joseph Surface, and they're planning an evil plot to take down everyone and come up top victorious and get what they want, which Lydia Sneerwell wants Charles Surface, and Joseph Surface wants Charles Surface's girlfriend, Maria. And they also want to take down the headmaster, Peter Teasel. So they start a scandal, which in this present-day version, they use a lot of technology. So there's a lot of technology used in the show that will, like text messages, emails, that will be projected on stage, which is really cool and neat to use that. But in that, after all the scandal starts going, drama ensues and everyone kind of goes crazy and lots of rumors are spread. And
so when you meet, you know, this little group of scandalous kids, then you get to meet some really other interesting characters. Like, you have Peter, and you get to meet, more importantly, you have our aunt, Olivia Surface, who in the original play was named Oliver, but for this it's being played by Jo Lenhart, who's also our teacher, which is really fantastic. But in that, she comes home, and it turns out that she wants to meet both of the boys, and so comedy and trouble and mayhem just ensues throughout.
Because she disguises herself to see if they're really being true to the family as they should
yes.
be.
And you hear that Joseph is the good son, and he's fantastic, and he's everything that a man should be, and that Charles is kind of this rebellious fraternity boy that squanders his time and his money and his grades, and he only cares about, you know, himself, and he's not the type of person that should really be left to somebody like his girlfriend Maria, who Joseph wants, or really shouldn't be in college in the first place.
In a land that we live in now, of this social media and technology kind of has taken over, this show, what Stephen is trying to capture and what it really is capturing is, you can't believe everything for what it is.
Right, right.
Right? You kind of got to look more into it. You got to look past the text message, right? So it's kind of neat what he's done.
Yeah.
Well, so did he require you guys to read the original work before you started rehearsals on this show?
Requirement? No.
But you just did it because you're
good
at it.
Yes, absolutely. You want to understand who you're trying to emulate.
Exactly. So that's cool. Well, so do you know how long he was working on this? I had no idea he was doing this. Do you know, Alice?
I think he just started it. I mean, when they decided to do it came up in a meeting last year in March, April, in that time when they put the season together. And I think he just saw it as a fun opportunity. At first, he was going to adapt it, and Jo Lenhart was going to direct it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he really got into it, was enjoying doing the adaptation, had a reading this summer before school started again, and had Jo in the reading. And she decided she loved the character of Olivia so much that she'd rather play it. So Stephen said, sure, I'll direct it. And so, yeah, it was kind of, there's been lots of kind of fun intrigue going on just behind the scenes of putting it together. But so I'd say he did it over the summer.
Wow.
And what's fun and what I love, of course, about new work is that it's always growing and changing. So even through this process of rehearsal, he's been adapting it all along, using the kids as sounding boards, and they've had to gotten to have some input, which I think is awesome and wonderful for them.
Oh yeah,
well, let's really talk
fantastic.
About that. What were you able to what wisdom were you able to give Stephen?
Oh, I mean, we live in the world today, so you know, in his eyes, he really is the Peter Teasel, you know.
Yeah.
So he's really trying to find, and he's done a very good job of capturing these. Just kind of, I mean, crude college students that live in today's world of, like, you know, where rated R movies, you start watching at 13, you know, like it's
and also
a,
the whole idea of, yeah, like even how you date and hook up and meet,
yep,
now,
oh, yeah,
like what is the slide to the left, slide to the right.
Right, the way you call things, like whether it's called a cigarette or what do you call, like hanging out with your friends or just kind of cool terms. Like the best part is when he would like stop rehearsal for a second and be like, okay, what do you guys think about this? What can we change? And then it's cool because at that moment you're not just acting for him, but you're also helping to write a little bit of,
oh,
this,
yeah,
thing. You're,
what
you're
a great opportunity for you guys.
It has, yeah, been amazing. It's been amazing.
Have you ever had an opportunity like this before in a show? It's such a collaborative effort.
Well, with Voices of the South being a big, you know, sister of our program, I have, working with Voices, because they do a great job of adapting and getting to write their works. But, mm-hmm, it's an amazing opportunity to work in a school setting with it, because it's very rare, especially at the University of Memphis, mm-hmm, to have this nice, free, ad-lib, welcoming, you know, add on to what you can do. And it's amazing. It's a really cool process, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Oh, gosh, what a rich experience. I mean, I never got to experience anything like that when I was in theater in college. So
I think it's awesome, too, just that they're taking this classic, The School for Scandal, which I love anyway,
mm-hmm,
and putting it in contemporary society. And the idea of kind of blending, like John says, that there, it's not everything is updated. There's like this great blending and intertwining of the original piece with contemporary aspects of it. So it's interesting that some of the characters are still speaking in this other language.
The concept behind the show is actually as if the Renaissance period never ended, but it's still 2015.
Oh.
So we're in these like very,
very
elegant,
fancy,
amazing,
oh,
corset,
yeah,
costumes that are actually mixed with materials that we use today and the technology we have today.
Yes.
And the attitudes we have today, but it also still has that Richard Sheridan, just beautiful language, mm-hmm, in the midst of all this contemporary style as well.
Wait, so you're in 18th century dress and you're walking around with a cell phone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You'll be walking in your bloomers and tights and take a picture for Instagram or something.
Oh, my gosh. Well, wow.
It's like telling the story and living on a college of 2015.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's so interesting. Well, since it is adapted into 2015, we want to mention that there is adult content and language.
Yes, please mention that.
Yeah. Yes.
As the adaptation kept growing and growing, and they had some input in that. Yes, the language is quite contemporary for a college setting. And, you never know what might come out of students' mouths.
So would
they
you
put it right on stage?
No.
So, and also content.
And
you know, the original is very salacious anyway.
Yeah.
And so to bring that that kind of,
there's lots of affairs and I mean, back in the 1700s, I mean, this sex was the thing. You know.
Oh, sure.
So it's very relevant in this place.
And
still
in college, sex is the thing. Yeah.
So there might be a little skin, and so maybe people want to leave kids at home. What would you say, like, I don't know, 18 and above.
It depends on whether you're, if you go to theater, it's not that big a deal. We're just,
right,
not pushing it on the high school students.
Right, gotcha. No school shows.
We're
for
not
those
saying
particular.
They can't come. We're just not promoting it to,
right,
them.
Right.
So if they feel like they, yeah. If you,
we would rate it R.
Okay.
We would rate it R.
Oh, well, of course. Okay. Well, so, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity to see an original adaptation by Stephen Hancock. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
And how brilliant to put it on a college campus. This is going to be relatable to everybody. And, I mean,
it becomes a literal school for Scandal.
Yes, it does.
That's what I love about it.
Well, I love the poster. I have to say, I went to the website, and the poster shows a cell phone with a snake wrapped around it. And I thought, whoever came up with that idea, kudos. Because
that would be Gary Golightly at the University of Memphis.
Well, tell him I say bravo. That was really lovely. A lovely piece of graphic work there. Well, so it opens Thursday, November 5th. It runs through Saturday, November the 7th. And again, Thursday, November 12th through Saturday, November the 14th with the 7:30 curtain on the Main Stage Theater on the U of M campus. If you are a student at the University of Memphis, you get a free ticket. And if you're an area student or a senior, your tickets are $15 and just regular old adults, $20.
Correct.
And the box office number is 678-2576. You can also get info at memphis.edu/theater. So my goodness, I just can't imagine it being you guys and being able to have such a voice in the making and creation of this show. And I think that Stephen's so cool to really encourage that,
right,
that participation.
I think he's had a ball doing it.
Oh, Stephen, we're all having a wonderful time. Yeah, we're having a great time.
Well, I hope everybody comes out to see this adaptation by Stephen. And I want to thank Alice Berry and two of the cast members from the School for Scandal, John Castro and Matt Nelson, for being my guests this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you
very much.